Thursday morning, 7-11, and that means it's time for this week's Mama Jam, sponsored by Burton's Grill, located at the Derby Street Shops in Hingham, and home of the Be Choosy Children's Menu. We love it over there. Check them out online at burtonsgrill.com.
Hey, Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Finally summer, 4th of July weekend. I love it. This is my favorite time of the year.
Oh, I know. It's all of a sudden, it feels like we fast-forwarded to the 4th of July. Is it just me?
We did. Last week, I had my down jacket on at a baseball game.
Come on, Sarah. I couldn't believe it.
I swear.
Come on. That should be banned. You shouldn't be wearing a down jacket.
I know. I've got to clean out the
If I were
gloves.
There, I would have made fun of you there. Okay. Now, but no, you're right. For a lot of people, obviously, with all the snow days, it was a long June for school time. So some people have really said, Sarah, that July now, this is summer to me. Mm-hmm. Now that we're in July. Okay.
I know. It's July 1st, July 2nd. We're kicking it off. Finally, it's summer. Let's just admit it's summer.
It's summer.
All right. So make the most of it. And you're going to talk about a lot of fun things to take in. And a lot of these are coming right up. So don't miss out.
That is right. And the first thing is the South Shore Conservatory's Wacky Wednesday series. This is so great. It's very popular. They do it every year. And it's every Wednesday morning in July in Hingham at 10 a.m. Through the South Shore Conservatory. They're kid-friendly performances that inspire kids and grown-ups to get up and groove. And they started it yesterday, and next week they're going to do their biggest concert out of the whole series, and it's going to feature the South Shore and New York Times best-selling book author, Brian Lees.
Oh, my.
I know you guys have him in your studio all the time. He is the famous author of the Bats in the Band book series, and he's such a wonderful guy.
He's on my wall.
Yeah, he is on your wall. He's on both your walls.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, two out of four of your walls, I should say, in your office, with these great posters that he signed for Rob. And he's awesome. We do have him in the studio a lot because we love the Bat series books. And Bats in the Band, so neat because he's bringing the book to life. He'll read it in front of the kids, but then he's got this giant 6-foot book that he turns the pages. So many of the faculty of the South Shore Conservatory is involved in helping to perform in this production. And it's a big deal. It's really neat.
Yeah, and I heard that he's also going to be signing books after the performance, which is so great for kids because they can have a chance to meet the author and after they see this wonderful performance.
Yeah, yes. That's something that you will treasure. Please get a signed copy for your child. They will appreciate that. I remember last time, I think I had one signed for Kellen, my nephew, so that he could enjoy the book. And I believe you also had one signed for Baby Evan.
For Baby Evan, that's right, yeah.
Oh, that's so great. And also I've heard that the Plymouth Philharmonic conductor is going to be involved in this production next Wednesday.
Yeah, the maestro himself, Stephen Karadiannis, will be part of the production also. He's a very busy guy these days.
He's always
very busy, but yes, he's going to be there too. I mean, it just adds, there's just so many wonderful things happening this coming Wednesday, the Wacky Wednesday series at the Conservatory. So you can get tickets online, sscmusic.org.
It's so fun.
I know.
I can't believe it. Now, Stephen Karadiannis has got, now I hope he can pull off the role. He's going to play the role of the conductor.
I hope he can. I think that's great because it's good for kids to actually see a real live conductor in action, and I love that he's participating in Bats in the Band. I think that that's
I think it's great. I always wanted to see Stephen Karadiannis work together with Brian Lee, so I'm glad that is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Bats
and you know
in the Band.
Tickets are really cheap. They're $5 per child and $15 per adult. This is such a great price for entertainment for a family.
Yeah.
It's all at the Jane Carr Amphitheater in Hingham on July 8th at 10 a.m.
Yeah. Now, I'm serious. Parents, don't miss this because they are both so talented. To have them working together, really, this is definitely one of the shows. If you can make it, it's next Wednesday at 10 a.m., right?
Yeah, the 8th.
Yeah.
It's coming up in just a few days. Absolutely. And, you know, the concert series kicked off yesterday with their first series on a Wacky Wednesday. It rained, but you know something? The Jane Carr Amphitheater is covered. They've got the shed, so you can sit. There's over 200 seats under the shed, so not a worry. These performances are rain or shine, so whatever the weather may be next week, they've literally got you covered.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
and how
about this weekend, guys? It's 4th of July.
Woo!
is indeed, Sarah.
I'm so excited to go to the beach, do some barbecuing, lobster on the grill.
Oh, my.
And I also know that the Plymouth Philharmonic is going to be performing down on Plymouth Harbor with the fireworks.
Yeah, this is great because, you know, this doesn't happen every year. But this year is one of those years where they've got not only the fireworks, but also the full Plymouth Philharmonic experience right there on the waterfront in Plymouth. You can't beat that. The South Shore's best 4th of July show.
Yeah, and so I've heard that the fireworks will be starting at 7:30 p.m. You can go to Mama Jam's Facebook page for more information on this, or the South Shore Morning News Facebook page. And so the music will be happening at 7:30, and then the fireworks will kick off around 9:15.
9:15, yeah. That's correct. Yeah, the fireworks when the sun is down.
Yeah.
And I also posted a ton of fireworks that are happening all over Massachusetts. So plan ahead, pack picnics, pack your bug spray, enjoy the night, enjoy the day. It's supposed to be a spectacular weekend.
You know what? I was really happy that Baby Evan loved the fireworks at Hanover Day. You know, so I know now he's not scared of them because that was something I was concerned about. So I can't wait till Saturday when we can take some more fireworks in.
Yeah, that is a concern for parents of little kids because it can happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
My baby Evan actually was afraid of fireworks, and so we didn't go for a long time.
Mm.
And so, Lisa, you're lucky. You're going to have a great Saturday night.
Oh, I can't wait. I love it. I love when the stars align and my husband and I both have a holiday off. So this is going to be
great.
A lot of fun to celebrate as a family. And I know you mentioned you've got a list on your site, Sarah. Where can we go to find more?
Well, you can go to mamajam.com, 959WATD.com, and you can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And I have all of the 4th of July information posted on Facebook, as well as the South Shore Conservatory Wacky Wednesday Concert Series.
All right, sounds great.
Excellent.
All right, Sarah, thank you. Thank you, Sarah and Lisa.
Thanks, Sarah.
All right, have a great 4th. 718 WATD.
For a limited time this summer, kids eat free on Sundays at Barton's Grill, located at the Derby Street Shops in Hingham. You get a break in the kitchen and a delicious, healthy meal for the whole family. With the new Be Choosy Kids menu, children ages 12 and younger select from more than 25 healthy ingredients, all based on USDA nutritional guidelines. Kids also pick if they want the salmon, chicken, burgers, or steak, pan-seared, grilled, or fried. And kids choose their own vegetables, grain, fruit, dairy, and drink. Burton's Grill also has gluten-sensitive and vegetarian menus, and the entire staff is trained to handle food allergies. This summer, take Sundays off and let Burton's Grill feed the kids for you. Get a complimentary Be Choosy Kids meal with the purchase of an adult entree. Take it from me, Mama Jam. Burton's Grill is the place to take your family for lunch or dinner, especially on Sundays. It's easy, it's delicious, it's the Be Choosy Kids meal.